Okay, so this is from Rav Shimon Schwab's Sefer Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva in Parshas Yisro, and he's addressing a very well-known and perplexing medrash. You guys have all heard it before, and you're probably involved in fixing this mistake. Right, but the mistake is as follows: it comes from the medrash Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which I happen to have here as well, and it says the following in Perek Mem Aleph. The famous morning of Shavuos, okay, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says that Moshe went out to gather the people to stand before Hashem at Har Sinai. So the Medrash says over here on the left hand side, with Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, one of the early Midrashic works, Rabbi Chachinai commented, he's commenting on the pasuk Bachodesh Hashlishi, Hayom Kafu Kalaila, in the month of Sivan, this time of the year. Hayom Kafu Kalaila. What does that mean? Hayom Kafu Kalaila. So in the footnote of my edition here, it says, Ratzalomar Godol Mehalaila. The day is greater than the night. Okay, right? Long days. And therefore what? And therefore what? How does that affect anything? Says the Medrash, V'yashnu Yisrael ad shtei shos bayom. The Jewish people, because it's a long day, you don't have to get up so early. You know, you have plenty of daylight hours. So people slept a little bit late. Sheshnas yom ba'atzeres areva v'halayla katzar. Because sleeping this time of the year is pleasant, it's areva, it's nice, right? The night is short, the day is long. Okay, so people sleep a little late in the morning this time of the year. V'yotza Moshe l'machane Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to Klal Yisrael, v'hayim ma'ore osam mishnasam. And Moshe says, Chevra, it's time for Kabbalah Satorah, what are you doing in bed? Amr Lahem, he said to them, Imdu Mishnaschem, Kvarba hechosan vavakesh sakala lachnisa lechuppa umamtinla. Right, everything's ready for the wedding day. Hashem is standing at Har Sinai, we're waiting to marry you, and you're schluffing in bed. Hashem is ready. Kedelitein lahem esatora. Hashem is eagerly awaiting your arrival. What are you doing? Fast asleep. And that's what it means that Moshe went out to the Am to bring them to Har Sinai. Rav Schwab asked, well, we've all heard this medrash. Heard the medrash before. We overslept the morning of Kabbalah Satorah. Rav Shimon Schwab offers an explanation that I think makes a lot of sense. And it's a medrash that's very bothersome. So we need to make sense of it. So he says, V'davar zeh pliya atzuma be'in kol ro'a. This is an unbelievable thing. It's a wondrous thing. Who could imagine such a thing would be possible? How could it be? How could it be that Bnei Yisrael, what? That Bnei Yisrael were able to oversleep on this morning? That they weren't waiting with great anticipation, great readiness for this awesome Maimed Har Sinai. Right? They should have been waiting up kol ha'layla. Not only did they sleep, but they slept late. That they'd slept like very late. How could such a thing be? How could such a thing be? Who would make such a mistake? Who oversleeps on the day of their wedding? That they show up late to the wedding. Oh, I didn't, you know, I totally overslept, totally missed everything. How could that be? It seems totally impossible. So Rav Schwab says something which again I think offers a lot of insight into what happened. Rav Schwab says it's not that they overslept, it's that they slept. They intentionally slept. What does it mean that they intentionally slept? Motzei Shabbos, I stopped by Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger's house. Someone had asked me a shayla, a halachic shayla. So I went to discuss it with him. And he had some of his chevra over for Malav Malka, some of the guys from his shir. And he shared a beautiful vart. He invited me to stay for a little bit. So I joined them for a beautiful Malav Malka. And he said a beautiful vart. He said, maybe the oversleeping of on the morning of Kabbalah Satorah, maybe the pshat's like this. You know, it says by the Akedah, it says, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. It says Avraham got up early in the morning. So some explain, Rav Kook and others explain, what a wondrous thing. How could Avraham have slept on the night before the Akedah? He's about to offer up his son, who Hashem to be the future of the Jewish people. He's about to offer him as a sacrifice. How could it be that Avraham slept? Vayashkim, he woke up early in the morning, means he slept the night before. How could Avram have slept? So some explain it as an insight in Emunah and Bitachon. That he trusted Hashem, that Hashem knew what he was doing, in asking him to sacrifice his son, He had such faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was even able to sleep the night before. He wasn't anxious. So if Neuberger said, it could be, you could say a similar thing when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah. How could it be that the Jews slept Bechlal the night before? Why weren't they waiting up all night? The answer is because they weren't nervous about Torah. They were excited for Torah, but in a way that was like, you know, that was balanced. That they were able to get a night's sleep beforehand. Right? They weren't too anxious about it. You know, if you're too nervous about something, so you can't fall asleep. If it feels right, so then you have more Yishuv Hadas. So maybe it's a praise of Klal Yisrael that they were able to sleep the night before Kabbalah Satorah because they had tremendous Yishuv Hadas in accepting the Torah. They weren't anxious about it. Nasa v'nishma, they were excited about it, but they weren't anxious about it. They weren't nervous about it. And maybe that shows a certain level of connection to Torah, that they felt at home with Torah. They felt comfortable to be able to sleep the night before. Interesting thought. But it doesn't fully explain the fact that perhaps they overslept, right? That Moshe, okay, it's one thing to sleep, but at least, you know, get up early in the morning to do the mitzvah, Yashkem Avram Baboker with his rezus. Why would Klal Yisrael in bed so late that Moshe Rabbeinu has to come around the camp to drag them out? So explains Rav Schwab the following. V'abir yesh lomar, she'avoseinu chashu she'inyan matan Torah hu bebechinas nevuah. However, how does a Navi get his prophecy? Most prophets get their nevuah when what? When they're sleeping, in a state of dream. In a state of dreaming. V'lachein alu kulam lemitosam. The Jewish people assume that if Hashem is going to speak to the entire people, that they're going to receive a nevuah. So they didn't oversleep, and they didn't fall asleep. They went to sleep, b'kavana. They went into their beds, l'kabel chezion ha-nevuah b'chalom ha-layla mitoch shena. They got into bed for Kabbalah Satorah. They thought that's where Kabbalah Satorah was going to take place, in their dreams. V'dimu shemitoch simcha shel mitzvah shel achila u'shasiya v'shena areva yizku l'ashras ha-shchina. We know that a Navi has to be in a very good state of mind in order to receive Nevuah. So they got into a very restful sleep, into a very comfortable sleep, hoping that that Simcha Shel Mitzvah, with the excitement and anticipation of Kabbalah Satorah, they would be able to receive the Nevuah properly. And in truth, there was a lot of correct thinking to what they were thinking. Because when it comes to Nevuah, they're absolutely correct. B'chol Navi chutz v'Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv. Because by every Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu who spoke to Hashem peh al peh, it says in Parshas Baaloscha, im hiyeh nivyachem Hashem b'mara elav esvada. If you have true prophets of the Lord, right? So then it pasuk says, b'mara elav esvada. I will make myself known to him in a mara, in a Nevuah, in a dream, in a vision. B'chalom adaber bo. I will speak to him in a dream. So the Jewish people assumed we're not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's such a good explanation, such a clear explanation. Right? It's not that Bnei Yisrael overslept, that they went to bed. They went to bed to be makavel the nevuah of Kabbalah Satorah b'chalom. V'lachein haya Moshe Rabbeinu tzorech l'oira mishenasim lahagi lahem ki lo hare Torah kahare hanavuah. And therefore Moshe had to wake them up and say, no, Torah and Nevuah are not the same thing. Now let's just pause for a second. Again, since today is Yom Yerushalayim, I was looking at Rav Moshe Wolfson's Sefer called Tzion Va'areha, Zion and its Cities, based on collected teachings about Eretz Yisrael from the Sefer Emunah Sitecha. So he has a whole section on Yerushalayim. And one of the things that he discusses is the mitzvah, the practice of Lina B'Yerushalayim. What does that mean, Lina B'Yerushalayim? He explains, right, the Torah tells us, Ufanisa Baboker V'Halachta Lo Halecha, that when you come to Yerushalayim to bring a karban, so there's a mitzvah, there's an obligation to sleep over, to spend the night in Yerushalayim. Ufanisa Baboker, you should depart in the morning, and then you go back home. Right? But when you come to Yerushalayim, you stay in Yerushalayim. You don't just come to Yerushalayim and then run away. Says Chazal, Malame Chitzoich Lina, you need to spend the night in Yerushalayim. So Rav Wolfson says, Matzino B'Divrei Chazal, Heicha Da'ayri B'Mitzvah Sukkah, Dinaktu B'Iker Es Hashena B'Sukkah. Sleeping, actually, is really the way that Chazal defined the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Right? Perak HaYashin, sleeping in the Sukkah. Yes, Achila, yes, Shasiyah, Yes, all sorts of activities in the sukkah, but there seems to be a focus on sleeping in the sukkah. In many ways, that seems to be the essential avoda of using a sukkah, is to sleep in the sukkah. And Rav Wolfson, in a different piece, explains what that's about. In his writings on sukkahs, he explains that when a person is sleeping, they're sort of surrendering themselves. It's an expression of emunah and bitachon. And therefore, a sukkah, which is the tzeila de mehamnusa, right, is the embrace of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So when I sleep there, I show a certain trust and confidence in Hashem. However, the Ramah notes in Hilchos Sukkah that nowadays, not so many people sleep in the sukkah. There are different reasons the Ramad tries to justify why people don't sleep in the sukkah. Maybe people don't sleep in the sukkah because it's cold. Maybe they can't sleep comfortably with their spouse. And teishu kein teduru. So just as I, you know, live in my bedroom with my wife, right? So if the sukkah is not comfortable for myself and my wife, so then it's not a place for, it's not a place to sleep. Okay, whatever it may be, different limudim, different limud schus, in order to justify the practice. He's malamid schus aleim. But the Ramah says, the medaktikim, those who are particular about mitzvos, they sleep in the sukkah. V'roi lahavin, says Rav Wolfson, I don't understand. Why did the Ramah need to write that the medaktikim, the mitzvos, sleep in the sukkah? Right? That's obvious, yes, is you're supposed to do it. A malamid schus, the Ramah says, as to why some people don't do it. A variety of considerations why someone may not sleep in the sukkah. But it's clear that me'ikar hadin, one should sleep in the sukkah. So why does the Ramah have to note that people who are very from, they still sleep in the sukkah, even though it's not the minog, and there's a lot of justification. And right? Why does he have to throw in that those who are medaktik sleep in the sukkah? So it says Rav Wolfson, I'll explain, based on an understanding of the mitzvah of lina, of sleeping in Yerushalayim. Right? That the Torah says that when a person brings a karban to Yerushalayim, he has to spend the night in Yerushalayim. We need to understand why that is. Ki ne Yerushalayim hi ir ha'elokim. Visham beiso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo neschalke Yerushalayim l'shvatim ki kula l'Hashem. Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, was, is, and forever will be the property of Hashem. It's not divided amongst the Shvatim. There is a man d'amar that maybe does say that it was given to the Shvatim, but there's a man d'amar that says, lo neschalke Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the property of Hashem. It's the place of all of Klal Yisrael. V'kasher bar Yisrael ole l'Yerushalayim. So when you come to Yerushalayim, where are you coming to? You're coming to Hashem's house. You are coming to visit Hashem's house. You are a guest in the house of Hashem. Of course, Eretz Yisrael b'chalal is the house of Hashem. But even more so, you are an oreach, etzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you come to Yerushalayim. Now, we have a rule, and the rule says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his Torah. God likes to practice what he preaches. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that Me'achar she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomer mishmarta shel Torah u'mekayim gam kemitzvos haTorah. Since we have a rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu practices what he preaches, Hashem himself follows the Torah, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kayim mitzvos hachnasas orachim b'milua. So when you come to visit Yerushalayim, Hashem says, you're my guest and I want to treat you. I want to be a proper host. I don't want to just give you something to eat and drink, but I also want to invite you to sleep over. Achila, Shasiya, and Lina. And therefore Hashem commanded that anyone who comes to Yerushalayim and is a guest by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha is Hashem says, I want you to sleep over. I want to be mekayim achnasas orachim. That's where this mitzvah of Lina comes from. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to welcome you into his home. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Because Hashem loves Yerushalayim so much. And again, if you like your house, you have a nice house, so you want people to come visit, you want people to stay, to feel comfortable to stay by you. That's Hashem's dwelling place. Not just a place where he happens to live, but Iva. It's a taiva. There's a desire of Hashem to be in Yerushalayim. When they come to Yerushalayim and they eat their karbanos there, Hashem says, I also want you to spend the night. I want you to sleep over. Rav Wolfson, Kedarko B'Kodesh, always with a gematria, says that ufanisa baboker, that you should spend the night and leave in the morning, is gematria ki bochar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshav lo. Okay, that's a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his love for his home. Okay, one answer. But then he gives a second answer. He gives a second answer, and it relates to what we're learning here in Rav Schwab. And we're understanding now, again, what happened by Kabbalah Satorah. The Jews didn't oversleep. They went to sleep. They wanted to be Makabal the Nevuah. Because Chevra explains to Rav Wolfson, there's things you can accomplish in your sleep that you can't accomplish when you're awake. Uva'ofen achar yesh levar. You know why you sleep in Yerushalayim? A second pshat. Kinei Isa b'divrei Maran ha'arizal. Inyin ha'shchiva b'layla. The Arizal explained what happens when a person goes to sleep. And also this is good chizik for, you know, for reading week and finals. You know, make sure you go to sleep. There's a holy thing that takes place when you go to sleep. When a person goes to sleep, the neshama ascends in order to kind of talk about, you know, how did the last 24 hours or so go? And when you go up, when your neshama, so to speak, goes up, so everything you did goes up, right? And therefore, if the neshama is zacha ubara, moishim lo chidushim igluyim b'torah. So if you come to Hashem and you come before God the right way, so Hashem, you know, recharges your battery in the right way and loads you up with Chidushei Torah, etc. Ukamuva Sha'arizal. The Arizal, when he would sleep on Shabbos, he said that he would receive so much in a Shabbos afternoon nap that it would take him 80 years to give over what he received in one Shabbos afternoon. So if a person sleeps in a holy way, so they're able to be makabel in a very serious way, right? Not only do they go up to make a chesron and nefesh, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals things to a person when they're sleeping. And therefore, nimtza shashchiva tikkun gadol yeshva. So sleeping apparently achieves a great tikkun. Ukamoshi adua shabachila ushasiya nasim tikkunim gadolim. So just like when a person eats and drinks, if one eats and drinks in the right way, there are tremendous opportunities, spiritual opportunities. So too, sleeping is also a tikkun gadol. Right? And therefore, he says, it's not by chance that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it of necessity that a person needs to sleep. And that's what we find by Yaakov Avinu, when it says what? That Yaakov slept in that place. And Chazal say, oh, v'yashkev v'makom ahu, in that place he slept, but for the 14 years that he was learning in Shem v'Ever, he didn't sleep at all. Why didn't he sleep at all? Why was he not sleeping those years? It's such a serious ben yeshiva, he didn't sleep. Nimsa shashchiva hahi, when Yaakov finally slept after 14 years, a proper night's sleep, so all of his efforts of 14 years was now ascending. And therefore, of course, that dream, mamish, he saw exactly what was happening. It wasn't one night's avodah, it was 14 years of Limud Torah of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, when he slept, nizdamin lo, he slept in a place of such utter holiness, but makom hamikdash, asher sham shara shamayim. Right, the place that he slept and the dream that he had and the thoughts that, right, whatever was taking place was all very, very much, an expression of the greatness of everything he had accomplished in all those years. Right, so much was revealed to him. So many brachos, so many wondrous images appeared before him. So with this, says Rav Wolfson, now we understand. Now we can understand what the inyan of sleeping in the Yerushalayim is about. Ki ba'alo sa'adam l'Yerushalayim v'ovedes Hashem ba'akravas karban. When a person comes to Yerushalayim and he brings a karban, right? You can't just go home and sleep in your regular bed that night, because when you sleep on the night following a good day of avodas Hashem, so the sleep itself is the finishing touch. Harei b'layla sha'achrav yeshlo avoda chashuva l'halosa kishu shochev. You complete bringing that carbon, so to speak, as you bring your day's efforts to Hashem in your sleep. Hashem says, don't leave Yerushalayim so quickly. Sleep in Yerushalayim. Spend the night here in Yerushalayim. That the place will help you to elevate that day's avoda. Now, since these pieces in the Sefer here are snipped out of different passages in the Sefer Amunas Itecha, so when they snipped it out, they snipped out the piece about Yerushalayim, but they never got back to the opening question. So, Chevra, anyone have a suggestion? Why is it that when it comes to the sukkah, right? Why is it that the Ramah writes that only the medaktikim b'mitzvos are the ones who sleep in the sukkah? Regular people, we make excuses for them why they don't sleep in the sukkah. Why is it that the dafka by great people, they sleep in the sukkah? So I guess it's part of this idea also. Again, a person who has a diktuk in mitzvos wants to what? Wants to bring up those mitzvos in a more holy place. The same way that when you do a special mitzvah, like bringing a karban, so obviously wherever you sleep that night, you'll finish bringing your offering to Hashem. But if you can sleep in Yerushalayim, in the place where you brought the karban, in a holy place, all the better. So on Sukkot also, if a person is a holy person and is engaged in, you know, more holy activities, he's more medaktik in his mitzvos in general, so he wants to bring up those mitzvos in that night, in that sleep, in that dream, by way of the sukkah. It could be that's part of the answer. But I'm not sure exactly even where this piece was culled from in the Sefer Amunas Yitecha. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how Rav Wolfson finished his answer. But now coming back to Rav Schwab, just as we wrap up. So says Rav Schwab, so the Jewish people, they didn't oversleep. They went to bed. And that's how Hashem speaks to Nevi'im, as we learn in Parshas Baaloscha, B'chalom Adaber Bo. And therefore Moshe came to Klal Yisrael and said, you're making a mistake. You think that Torah is just Nevuah? Torah is a different way of communicating with Hashem. Ki lekabel es haTorah tzrichem lios er. To receive the Torah, a person needs to be what? Alert. Im moach tzalul v'seichel bahir, with a sharp mind and a clear intellect. Right? The mind of Shama has to be awake to receive Torah. Ki acheres yefshar lilmo Torah v'bina deya v'haskel. Because Torah, what? Torah, of course, is not just something that you receive, but Torah is something that you have to work on. Lasok b'divrei Torah. Right? It's an asek. V'kabbalas haTorah adifa minavius. And if you'll tell me, well, I'm not such a big Navi, I'm not going to speak to Hashem face to face. But by Kabbalas haTorah, it's different. Torah, in many ways, is greater than Nevuah. So again, what only Moshe could achieve by way of Nevuah, compared to other prophets, when it comes to Torah, every one of us is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch when we learn Torah. We're having a conversation, peh el peh, right? Talking to Hashem straight. As the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Rish Hashem will learn it next year, Bava Basra, Chacham odif minavi, that a Chacham is even greater than a Navi. V'gam hayu omdim al ragleyem. What does the Pasuk say? Moshe brought them out, v'yisyatzvu. Right? V'yisyatzvu, the Jewish people stood. A Navi usually is not able to stand on his feet when he receives his Nevuah. Right? Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is the exception in that regard. But when it comes to Torah, originally they always stood when they learned Torah. Right? They always stood when they learned Torah. The Gemara says it was a weakening of the generations that we sit when we learn Torah. But ideally, one's supposed to stand when they learn Torah. And that's why over and over again, in the context of Kabbalah Torah, the Jews are not in a horizontal position. They're in a vertical position. They're standing. Right? It's always standing by Har Sinai. And therefore we call it the Ma'amad of Har Sinai. It doesn't just mean the gathering of Har Sinai, but it was the place where we all stood around, where every Jew stood and was able to receive the Nevuah awake and standing on their 2 feet. That's the nature of Kabbalah Satorah. So with this, Rav Schwab says, now we understand why it's so important Dafka to stay awake on the night of Shuas, because the mistake was they wanted to get a Nevuah and Torah is not a Nevuah. Kishmisoreres ha'oros v'hashvah shel matan Torah. When those same oros and that same hashvah of matan Torah comes around again every year on Shuas, mitachnim anu es toros avoseinu. We fix the mistake of our ancestors and we rob our eyes from sleep in order to receive the Torah with the limud, the mochos erim, with a mind that is awake and alert, einayim psuchos, with eyes wide open, v'seder halimudim b'layla azeh nikra tikun, leil shuas mihay taima. And that's the fixing. But Chaver, I want to just add, because I think you can add just a tiny bit, just for another minute. I think you can add just one little nakuda to this, because what was the mistake? Meaning, we often think of the fact that they overslept by Har Sinai as a terrible mistake, and we need to be takin. But according to what Rav Schwab is saying, it wasn't such a terrible mistake. It was a pretty honest mistake. They thought that they were having an opportunity to receive a Nevuah. So they went to sleep. So what was the mistake? So Rav Schwab says, well, Nevuah is different than what? Nevuah is different than Torah. Torah is different than Nevuah. But maybe you could say it like this. Maybe there is an element of Nevuah. Right? There is an element of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah, there has an element of Nevuah. God speaking to us. God revealing His will to us. So you know what the mistake was? Again, it's a more innocent mistake the way Rav Schwab is learning it. But you know what the mistake was? It was really a mistake in thinking that they weren't great enough to speak to Hashem Pe'el Peh. Now, it's true. B'derech Chlal, the Nevi'im, were not on that Madrega. Right? But when Rav Schwab says Torah is different, it's not just that Torah versus Nevuah is different. It's that the way that a person communicates with Hashem when they're learning Torah, even as a form of Nevuah, is different. In other words, they sold themselves short. They couldn't imagine that Hashem would actually want to speak to me. And if Hashem wants to speak to me, at best it's going to be in a dream. And that was partially the mistake. They didn't believe that what? That they could be, in a sense, you know, in some way, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the tikkun then? The tikkun is not selling yourself short. Right? Again, if the mistake was that they thought that they were less great than they were, that God wouldn't want to talk to me on such a high level because I'm not such a Baal Madrega. So the tikkun is to what? Is to pretend that you're a big Baal Madrega. So how do we pretend that we're big Bali Madrega? How do we do that? By staying up the entire night of Shavuos. Because tzaddikim stay up learning Torah all night, every night. Right? So the way that I'm attacking, selling myself short, is that I pretend for tonight, Shavuos, I'm going to be like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I'm going to stay up all night learning Torah. That's not your Madrega. It's true. That's not my real Madrega. Right? But by Kabbalah Satorah, the Jewish people sold themselves short. They didn't realize that Hashem wanted to communicate with them on a higher level, on a higher Madrega. So part of the tikkun is Dafka doing something which is a little bit beyond your Madrega, as a way of saying to Hashem, you know what? I'm not going to sell myself short in Torah. Again, I have to be normal all year round. I have to be normal about it. But part of the tikkun of Kabbalah Satorah is that the Jews didn't believe that Hashem would want to communicate with them face to face. They didn't believe we're not great enough to be able to be Mekabel the Torah while standing, the Ma'am at Har Sinai. And that was part of the mistake. So the tikkun is reaching beyond our Madrega a little bit and saying, you know what, I'm going to believe that I can be bigger than I normally see myself. And that's part of the tikkun of Shavuos. Okay, Bechev, it's really an important yesod in that very mysterious Medrash. Anyone have a different shot in this Medrash? I was bothered for a long time by this Medrash until my wife's cousin showed me this piece in Rav Schwab, a bunch of years ago. They overslept by Kabbalah Satorah. It's very hard to imagine such a thing. But again, according to Rav Schwab, it wasn't oversleeping. They went to bed, and they had a good svar to do it. Okay? Any thoughts? Any further thoughts? If not, I wish you hatzlacha in all of your studying, and Mirtz Hashem, you should do really well on all your tests.